A good nerve Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Tav Shabbos HaGadol Tavshanayin Ches. The famous question that's asked is, why is it that this Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol? What is great about this Shabbos? There are numerous answers. One answer is that on this Shabbos, there's a drasha given by the Rav, the leader of the Shul, who talks about the halachas of Pesach, talks about the halachas of the Seder, tells the Divrei Torah of Pesach. And in many kehilas, especially in Europe, the custom was that the rabbi only spoke twice a year, Shabbos Shuvah and Shabbos HaGadol. Of course, Shabbos Shuvah is the Shabbos before Yom Kippur, talking about the Shuvah, and Shabbos HaGadol, the great Shabbos, is the one before Pesach. Tzvasemes tells us, in the name of his grandfather, the Chedushei Harim, that this is a great Shabbos because on this Shabbos is the beginning of the process where all things that have importance are nullified in connection and in contrast to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that on Yud Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Bnei Yisrael that they had a mitzvah to take a set, to take a sheep and tie it to the bed, and that would be used on Yud Dalet Nisan for the Karban Pesach, the first Karban Pesach ever. We know that the sheep was the god, it was the deity of the Mitzrayim. And Klal Yisrael, even though they were still Avadim, and they had not left Mitzrayim, had this tzivoy, had this commandment that they had to go and take this sheep in front of the Mitzrayim, even though the Mitzrayim looked it down on them, and they were ostensibly on a lower level, so to speak, socially than the Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you must take this sheep, schlep it in front of the Mitzrayim, while it's bleeding and screaming and making a ruckus, and put it to your beds. This action took the Jews out of the state of mind of being avadim and made them into bnei chayrin, into free people, because it gave them the oomph and it gave them the dignity and it gave them the gaiva, so to speak, in order to be able to get out of the mindset of servitude. And for that reason, it is called Shabbos HaGadol. It is the great Shabbos, and it is the day where we became almost like a nation. We came out of the mindset of Avadim. And going back to the Sfasemis, that this is the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malucha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the king of the world, as nullifying the other deities and showing that they had no significance, was on this day of Shabbos HaGadol. But we still haven't really answered the question, why Shabbos? Why don't we make a Yom Tov of Yud Nisan, the day that they took the sheep? And perhaps we can say because Shabbos is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside every week where we're supposed to rest. And why do we rest? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested when He created the world. The idea of resting on Shabbos, the notion that we do not work, is a notion of Emunah. Ois hi b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael. That it's an ois, it's a sign, it's a simen. It is something which is part of the Bria. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that even though you are not working on this day, don't worry about your needs, don't worry about your parnasa. I will continue to take care of it. Just as I created the world in 6 days and rested, you can work for 6 days and rest. Don't worry, nothing's going to happen. And that's why the significance of Yud Nisan is manifest in Shabbos HaGadol, in the Shabbos, every year before Pesach. In this week's Parsha, the Torah tells us, Eish tamid tukara mizbeach lo yisich be, that there has to be a fire on the Mizbeach at all times. It cannot be extinguished. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, Eish Tamid, that the fire of Kas, the fire of anger, we know anger is closely related to fire. A person gets a fire, he has a temper. That it's only on the Mizbeach where the fire is supposed to continuously burn, but not as part of us. A person has to continuously work on himself to not get angry, not have a temper, and not be in a situation where he will get mad. It is quite apropos as we come close to Pesach that we read this parsha every year before Pesach when it's not a leap year, to remind us that we have many stresses and tensions, cleaning, getting ready, making sure there's no chametz, buying things that we need, making sure everything's in the house, cooking, cleaning, etc., etc. But it's also a time to remember that the Yetzer Hara is looking to be machshel us, to make us stumble in the terrible avera of kas, and the terrible avera of getting upset. And that's something which the Yetzer Hara takes pride in, the Yetzer Hara, which is compared to chametz, would like us to do. So let's take this opportunity to read the parsha of Tzav and to understand the words of Eish Tamid Tukal al Mizbech Leisichbe, that only on the Mizbech there should be Eish and nowhere else. Chas v'shalom. A good Shabbos, a good Shabbos, a Gadol.